Joining us now is the founder and CEO of Connoisseur Media Connecticut, and he is my big boss man, Jeff Warshaw, who is here right now. Jeff, a very exciting day here on WICC. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in and talk about it this morning. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure, Melissa. It's an honor to be on your program.
This guy, it's an honor, please. I am honored that you guys made this decision to expand the horizons for WICC. We're going to be turning 98 in the fall, as you obviously know, and this is a huge turning point. Talk a little bit about your background and how we got to this place.
Well, I've been a career broadcaster, built my first radio station many years ago, longer ago than you were born, Melissa. I happen to own in Fairfield County the best radio stations in the world. And WICC has been a legendary station for, as you say, close to 100 years. And now we have the opportunity to take our local content and something that's really necessary for our communities to a broader coverage and put it on the FM dial and give the people of all of Fairfield County a place where there's local content, there's an opportunity to discuss what's going on in their worlds and their communities. And it's really important because that's what radio does by far the best of any other media. And we're proud to be able to bring it to the people of Fairfield County. They deserve it.
Jeff, we know that you are also hyper-local. You live in Westport, and so you're right in the heart of Fairfield County. And what have you heard around your town, around Fairfield County, that we're now trying to fill, if you will, that void of needing local content?
Everywhere I go, I hear about a different personality or a different radio station that people listen to and love. And we are not unique, but we're definitely in the minority of broadcasters that have really doubled down on local content and local community service. And when something important is happening in our communities, we feel a need and a desire to be there and to be reporting on it and to be in the middle of it and to give people an opportunity to interact when things are happening. And where else are you going to get that? We think that's radio's unique proposition. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us compelling. And that's what we really aim to do better than anybody else. And so WICC getting an FM signal and covering all of Lower Fairfield County is an important part of that. As you know, we've expanded our coverage. We've added really unique programming, and of which, of course, your show is like at the top of the list. And we are really big believers that this is what we do. We don't try to be national focused. We're not trying to be just a jukebox. We are a company that based its DNA is providing great local service to our advertisers, to our listeners, and to be a great place to work and a great place to contribute to those communities.
Which it is. I can attest to that. And we have Jeff Warshaw here, who is the founder and CEO of Connoisseur. Why, Jeff, did you feel taking, I'm going to call it a little bit of a risk, in bringing talk radio to an FM dial? Because there is a little bit of, I mean, I'm a little biased on this, but there is a little bit of an archaic thought that talk radio doesn't belong on FM. You know, FM is music.
Actually, the bigger risk is not putting it on an FM dial. Some of the most important talk and news talk stations in America have now gone to FM. WTOP, the number one billing radio station in America, has cemented itself as the leader in their market by putting it on the FM dial. Some of our competitors in the New York area have put stations like WFAN on the FM dial and WINS. And in fact, WCBS AM, as you all now know, has, you know, they've essentially pulled the plug on it. And one of the reasons that they were less successful was because their competitor, WINS, was put on the FM dial. So when we were, we kind of bought all the stations in Fairfield County, we saw an opportunity to make it kind of a bigger market, but that left really the Fox 95.9 as a station that was no longer going to be able to be as viable. And so we knew that that was going to happen and that we saw an opportunity. One of the reasons that we've invested so much in WICC AM was the opportunity to put it on the FM dial as well. So we think it's not risky. We think it's consistent with our strategy, which is to make the best local programming available to as many people as possible in our markets.
Well, Jeff Warshaw, I think I speak for the entire WACC team here when we say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for having a vision years ago when you acquired us and you brought myself, Lisa, Paul, our entire team all together, and for this opportunity. It really is so exciting for all of us and really the listeners. It's a really big deal. So thank you for that.
And thank you, Melissa, for all that you do. Everybody loves you, and we really appreciate what you've done for the radio station and for our communities.
Aw, Jeff, I appreciate you. Don't forget that, okay? So, like, if this doesn't work out in the mornings, you can't get rid of me, right? I mean, maybe. I don't know if you're, like, agreeing to that right now. But, yeah, I think just remember what you just said.
Well, you know, you know that I have no say. So you'll have to take it up with
Keith
Bacon.
Yeah, it's true. Who's probably sitting in the door right now being like, get off the air. Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate you, Jeff Warshaw, CEO and founder of Connoisseur Media Connecticut.
Thanks. Take care.
So you heard it in the opening of the show. Today is definitely a milestone moment for WICC. It's hard to believe, but we're coming up on 98 years young. She looks pretty good. And after almost a century of being 600 AM, don't worry, we're still 600. But today is a real, to me, turning point for WICC and potentially talk radio in general. We are also now on 95.9 FM. Which is a huge deal for WICC, but I really don't do it much justice, as you know. I'm kind of an awkward person. You got to know me over the last few years, so you know. So I think who could really do this better justice, but also explain what went into this major decision, and to me, a brand new journey for WICC and talk radio in general, we have our Senior Vice President of Connoisseur Media Connecticut, Kristen Okeson, who is joining us now. And Kristen, thank you so much. A, for not firing me and letting me be even a small part of this journey, but B, for joining me today to talk about it.
Oh, good morning, Melissa. I think I would get fired if I fired you. Come on. You're a star. We are so honored to have you on the air.
I mean, this is such an amazing, I think, transition for WICC. And I obviously, for people who don't know, Kristen has been connected to this station in particular for a really long time. So, Kristen, absolutely not to date anything, but I would love for you to actually just kind of share your connection to WICC, if you don't mind.
Sure. One of my first radio jobs was in the late 90s at WICC and its sister station, WEB 108. And I learned how to sell radio advertising with some of the industry's best and brightest. And back then it was Tim Quinn on the air in the morning and John LaBarca and some real legends. So I absolutely have so much respect for the work that you're doing and the current team is doing and also the people that built it before us.
So, Kristen, in the 30 plus years that you've seen and worked very closely with WICC, what has happened since Connoisseur acquired WICC almost 6 years ago? We're going on 6 years ago. What has happened that has now kind of launched this decision to take WICC to a very strong FM signal in Fairfield County?
I think a few things. One, most recently, was the announcement that CBS 880 was being sold to ESPN. So a lot of people in lower Fairfield County listened to that radio station. So there is a clear void in the market for local news, talk, and information that matters to people in Connecticut and New York area. But also just in general, even before that happened, we see, you know, we own a bunch of radio stations in Connecticut, and the need and desire for local content and to understand what's happening right now is so important to people. You know, we think about social media. Radio was the original social media influencer, right? Mm. When you want to know what's going on right now, The radio can provide that. And you and Lisa and Paul and everyone on WICC has done such an amazing job. And I wanted to be able to not only put your work on an FM signal so that more people could listen, but also when you see CBS 880 going away, which is now off the air, we know that there is a void in an area where 95.9 has a very strong presence in the Stamford-Norwalk marketplace.
And so we have Kristen Okeson here, who is the senior vice president of Connoisseur Media Connecticut. She's one of my big bosses, and I adore her. And she's here talking about what is today a huge change for WICC. And I do want to also mention, obviously, this is the biggest, I would say, news. But throughout this week, we're going to be rolling out, the company is going to be rolling out some other changes to the show and to, I would say, the WICC family and things going on with programming. So stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted on it. But some really, really exciting news that's going to be coming. Kristen, talk about the risk, if you will. It's funny because I did not tell even my own family about this until I knew I could, because, well, you know, I love my job and I don't want to get fired. And we haven't even told anybody publicly till today. So the only one that knew was my husband. And one of the things that we were talking about was sort of the idea, you know, unless you're in radio or you grew up listening to talk radio, when you hear that you're putting a talk radio station onto FM, I don't know if the average person may think like, oh yeah, that makes sense, or if there's still this archaic thought of what talk radio really, like the significance of it, you know. So there's a little bit of a risk in this decision, and I want to know why you and the team at Connoisseur felt confident in doing this.
I don't know. I don't think of it as risky, but maybe that's a good thing. I'm very lucky that our company is owned by a local company, Jeff Warshaw, who lives and works in Westport. So there's a lot of opportunity to have conversations with someone who can make decisions and also understands the marketplace. So it's such a wonderful luxury for me to be able to pick up the phone and call the owner and say, I think there's a void. What do you think? You know, what should we do here? And to be able to make a decision and move fast, which is really kind of what we have done here. So in terms of like talk being archaic, I would argue the opposite. I think that there's a resurgence in an interest in talk. If you think about people's love for podcasts and other types of information that's conveyed in an audio format, I think there's a real hunger for more information that's topical and local. So while podcasts are great and we love them, they're not always in the moment and they're not always what's happening right now. And so I think to be able to turn on a radio station and to hear people talking about what's happening with the flash floods and speaking to someone directly who is impacted and how they're cleaning up and what they need and that sort of information that is here and now, that is what this type of a format can provide. And, you know, when CBS went off the air, we were able to pick up that amazing news affiliation, which is huge. So now when you turn on WICC, you hear CBS News at the top of every hour. So there's different things that we're able to do besides just talk. You know, we purchased the Rudin Report, which is a high school sports website run by Dave Rudin, a local person who has devoted his life to covering Fairfield County high school sports. And so he's going to have a show on as well. So there's lots of things coming. I wish I could announce them all right now, but today is kind of that, you know, soft launch to make sure that the technical piece of this works. And then later today, if not later today, tomorrow, we'll have a full announcement with our lineup, which, knock on wood, we will have all local programming through the day, which is, I'm not sure there are many news talk radio stations that can say that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and we talk about this a lot too, Kristen. I remember when I was interning 2008 was when I got my first internship, and it was for WICC and Weeby 108 and in Bridgeport. And I was working for at the time, the creative director, Chris Marker, who's just unbelievable. I know you worked with Chris as well.
Yeah.
And I will never forget, I was a freshman in college, and Chris said, "You really want to do this?" I said, "Yeah, I mean, what I loved was he wrote commercials." And so I remember saying to him, you know, "I love meeting the clients, and I love, hearing their stories, and I like being able to portray that in a 1 minute commercial." Like, I loved that aspect of it, and I thought it'd be very neat to do something like that in the future. And I'll never forget Chris, who is just one of the most, I think, straightforward, radio-centric, but, I mean, very, you know, very honest, like yourself. He's like, "Here's the thing, Melissa. I would broaden your horizons, because they're coming out with this thing called Sirius Radio, Sirius XM Radio." And I remember it was like brand spanking new, and I thought, I don't know what that is. And he said, "It's we don't know what it's going to mean for radio." And that actually totally projected me into the TV world for, much longer than I would have liked. And then thankfully got me back into radio eventually. But why I'm telling this story is because that was something where we didn't know what the future was going to look like. And even now we know that AM radio, you're not also hearing about a lot of AM stations going FM or talk stations going FM. I mean, what Connoisseur Media is deciding to do, I do believe is history. I mean, do you believe that?
I think there are other big AM radio stations in major markets that have gone on the FM dial. Unfortunately, CBS 880 was one that didn't. And I think that for us, it's less about the thought that a good AM radio station needs to be on the FM dial to succeed. Cause WICC as a standalone on AM dial is very successful. For me, it's more about filling a void in an area of Connecticut that we are unable to reach with the current WICC signal, which is giant in and of itself, but we can't adequately reach, the Stamford Norwalk area. So, I don't know. I think of it as we have these this amazing local talented lineup. You know, where else can you turn on a radio station and hear an actual judge talking about her opinion on some legal matter, right? It's incredible the talent that we have, and I think to be able to serve that up to more people in Connecticut will serve everybody very well.
It's exciting, and I think I speak for the entire WICC team when we say thank you to Connoisseur for giving us this opportunity. I mean, I think we all hope we don't let you guys down. Man, when I sat in a room with you and Keith in 2018, 2019, somewhere around there, when I sat with you guys and you offered for me to come to WICC, never in a million years did I ever think we would be talking about this.
The radio industry is lucky to have you, Melissa. There are very few talk stations that have such an incredible host like yourself. So, I appreciate the thanks, but it right back at you. I mean, we are very lucky to have you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you also taking the time, because you're like super busy and it's really early in the
Never
morning.
Too busy for you.
I mean, but you got up early and I appreciate that. That was like really, really nice of you. I mean, honestly.
This is an exciting day.
It is.
A very exciting day. So I have a lot of energy and I'm really looking forward to what lies ahead. So more to come.
Yeah, exactly. Stay tuned. I mean, seriously, you got Kristen who's calling in at 6:30 in the morning. Keith Dakin is in the studio at 4:50 this morning. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen you before the sun comes up. That's never happened until today, but it's exciting. Very exciting day here for sure. And Kristen Okeson, thank you so much for what you do at Connoisseur Media, Senior Vice President, and of course, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Again, Kristen Okeson, who is our Senior Vice President of Connoisseur Media Connecticut, right here on WICC, the voice of Connecticut.